Harnett County Voter Guide. Wayne Coates, Republican. Background: Sheriff Wayne Coates has served in the Harnett County Sheriff's Office for 25 years. He is a former deputy and became sheriff in 2016. He began his law enforcement career with the Dunn Police Department in 1974 and later joined the sheriff's office. Coates did not respond to the candidate survey. He also declined to answer questions from WRAL News in 2021 after the sheriff department's insurance company agreed to pay $6 million to settle a lawsuit that alleged a pattern of excessive force by a group of deputies. Sheriff Coates, who was one of those named in the suit, referred to a brief statement which he said, "This settlement is not in any way an admission of guilt to any actions of the deputies. Although I was not the sheriff at the time of the incidents, I will support the men that were involved, and I believe they acted appropriately." Several deputies named in the lawsuit were promoted, according to WRAL. The website, facebook.com/ Sheriff Wayne Coates. That's SHERIFFWAYNECOATS. Reggie Watson, Democrat. Background: 44 years law enforcement experience. Retired military police / NC State Trooper. Academy instructor. Weight enforcement officer. Traffic accident investigator. Drug suppression team investigator, and personal security for dignitaries and U.S. presidents. Describe your top two or three priorities if elected. I will restore safety and trust to Harnett County by 1. Working to obtain body cameras, establishing sensitivity training, and enacting a mental health crisis plan to minimize use of force incidents. And 2, implementing a jail reform plan and revising the school resource officer program. How would you enhance community accountability? I will establish community policing, but policies and procedures in place to share information to the public without compromising a case and get federal assistance for a sustainable mental health program. I will do this while providing strong leadership, training, transparency, and accountability. The website, electreggiewatson.com. And that's electreggiewatson.com. U.S. Senate, vote for 1. Sherry Beasley, Democrat. Background: I've served our state for nearly 30 years as a public defender, judge, and Chief Justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court, where I've worked to uphold the Constitution, protect our rights, and keep communities safe, no matter the politics. Describe your top priorities. NC's next senator must fight to lower costs for communities, provide access to good-paying jobs, and grow our economy, from capping the cost of insulin to $35 a month, growing manufacturing and industry jobs across our state, to ensuring access to affordable child care. How would you address one specific issue? Price increases / inflation. I would hold corporations like Big Oil accountable for flagrantly price gouging and putting their shareholders above working North Carolinians. We must continue to grow a Made in America economy so events abroad don't raise prices here. Website, sherrybeasley.com. SHERIBEASLEY.com. Shannon W. Bray, Libertarian. Background, I'm an anti-war combat veteran and an expert in the technology sector. I've worked for various departments of the federal government, including deployments to Afghanistan. I have a master's in cybersecurity. I'm a huge advocate for blockchain. Describe your top priorities: veteran affairs, cybersecurity, personal liberty. How would you address one specific issue? Gun regulation. I am opposed to any gun laws. Under the U.S. Constitution, the people have the right to arm themselves against anything that may attack their home. Website, shannonbray.us. That's shannonbray.us. Ted Budd, Republican. Ted Budd did not respond to our survey. Matthew Ho, Green. Background, disabled Marine Corps combat veteran. Describe your top priorities. My priority is North Carolina's working families. This means health care through Medicare for all, education available without costs at all levels, affordable housing, debt cancellation, and paying workers fair and just wages. We must end the war on drugs. How would you address one specific issue? Price increases / inflation. Adjust the minimum wage to reflect inflation and update it every year. Provide health care and education to all, and forgive medical and student debt to cut household costs. Begin a Green New Deal to end fossil fuel dependence. Provide clean, renewable energy and create millions of high-paying jobs. Website, MatthewHoForSenate.org. That's MatthewHoForSenate.org. U.S. House of Representatives. Parts of Harnett County are in two U.S. House districts. Find your district at ncvoter.org/DISTR. U.S. House District 9. Ben Clark, Democrat. Background, son of retired Army pilot and schoolteacher. Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Air Force, retired. 20 years at Fort Bragg training soldiers. 5-term senator. Proud, common sense Democrat. Husband, father, leader, servant, Christian. Describe your top priorities. Protect democracy. Protect women's rights. Reduce mass shootings and gun deaths. When guns have more rights than women and congressmen participate in insurrections without consequence, our way of life is in jeopardy. This has to change. How would you address one specific issue? Gun regulation. I'm a gun owner. The idea that Democrats want to take guns from law-abiding citizens is fear-mongering, but we should take assault rifles out of teenagers' hands. Website, benclarknc.com, benclarknc.com. Richard Hudson, Republican. Candidate did not respond to our survey. U.S. House District 13. Bo Hines, Republican. Candidate did not respond to our survey. Wiley Nickel, Democrat. Background, I'm a husband and father of two. 2 terms in the state Senate. Worked for President Obama during the fight to deliver affordable health care and VP Al Gore before him. Describe your top priorities. Working for two White Houses and in the NC Senate, I've learned to build coalitions to get results for working people. I'm running for Congress to reach across the aisle and lower the cost of health care, build a strong economy, and protect reproductive rights. How would you address one specific issue? Price increases / inflation. The rising cost of living has been hitting working families hard in North Carolina 13. In Congress, I'll crack down on price gouging, support investments that bolster our supply chains and transportation routes, invest in the Manufacturing USA program, and prepare our workforce for the next generation of jobs. Website, WileyNickelForCongress.com. That's WileyNickelForCongress.com. Electing County Leaders. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "The arc of history bends toward justice, but it can be a jagged journey. Don't be too idealistic about what one politician can achieve, because that may lead you to become cynical about politics. Democracy is messy, with many voices and demands in the mix. Persistence and organizing with others will pay off. A small number of votes can swing a local election." County Commissioners. Harnett County voters will elect two of the five members on the Board of County Commissioners in 2022. The board sets the annual budget for schools, elections, sheriff's department, and other agencies, and it oversees zoning, affordable housing, transit options, and other vital services. This year, voters who live in District 1 or District 2 may vote for a candidate to represent their district on the board. Other districts vote in 2024. District lines have been redrawn. To find your district, see ncvoter.org/DISTR. The districts are different from those for school board and general assembly. The candidates are District 1, Anna O'Brien, Republican, versus Barbara McCoy, Democrat. District 2, W.H. Bill Morris, Republican, unopposed. Board of Education. Three of the five school board members will be elected in 2022. The board hires the superintendent and oversees finances, pupil placement, school policies, and curriculum choices. Voters who live in districts 1, 3, or 5 may vote for the board member to represent their district. Voters in districts 2 and 4 will select their board member in 2024. Candidates this year are District 1, L.A. Durant, Republican, versus Sharon McNeil Ganey, Democrat. District 3, Brad Abate, Republican, unopposed. District 5, Don Godfrey, Republican, unopposed. North Carolina General Assembly. Harnett County voters will elect state House members from two districts and a senator to the General Assembly in Raleigh to adopt laws affecting jobs, health care, schools, taxes, discrimination, roads, voting pollution, abortion, guns, and more. Choose the best candidate to represent your district. NC House 6, Kiara Johnson, Democrat, versus Joe Pike, Republican. NC House 53, Howard Perry Jr., Republican, versus Kevin G. Thurman, Democrat. NC Senate countywide, Jim Bergen, Republican, versus Richard Chapman, Democrat. Learn about the candidates in your ballot at ncvoterguide.org and vote411.org. And those are the numbers, 4 and 1 and 1. Where to vote early, October 20th to November 5th. Voters may use any of the 4 early voting sites listed below. The sites are open weekdays, October 20th through November 4th, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Saturdays, October 22nd and October 29th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sundays, October 23rd and October 30th, 1 to 5 p.m. And Saturday, November 5th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harnett County Commons Area, 309 West Cornelius Harnett Boulevard, Lillington. Western Harnett High School Gym, 10637 NC 27 West, Lillington. Irwin Parks and Recreation Gym, 810 South 16th Street, Irwin. Anger Elementary School, 130 East MacGyver Street, Anger.